Oval Office Address, New York Daily News Depicts Trump as Crybaby. By Joshua Kaplan on January 8, 2019. The New York Daily News will depict the president as a crying baby on the front page of its Wednesday edition after he delivered an Oval Office address on border security Tuesday evening. Shared via Twitter by former Washington Post reporter David Beard. The front page possesses a photoshopped image of the president's face fitted with the mouth of a crying baby as he sits atop the Resolute desk. The president, donning his signature black suit and red tie power look, sits behind Lego blocks. Tomorrow's headline reads, "It's all about me." This is not the first time the Daily News has mocked the president on its front page. For its July 4th holiday edition, the paper depicted the president as a clown who plays a king. The Independence Day edition cover features a photoshopped image of President Trump in clown makeup and a broken gold crown, with an American flag backdrop. President Trump used a primetime address to the nation Tuesday to insist on $5.7 billion for a steel wall along the Mexican border that he said would stop the shedding of American blood by illegal immigrants. The 9-minute speech from the storied Oval Office in the White House contained no concessions to Democrats refusing to fund wall construction. "I have invited congressional leadership to the White House tomorrow to get this done. Hopefully, we can rise above partisan politics in order to support national security," he stated. "This situation could be solved in a 45-minute meeting." President Trump listed gruesome examples of crimes committed by illegal immigrants, including a beheading and dismembering, and vowed to never forget the pain of survivors he met. "How much more American blood must we shed before Congress does its job? For those who refuse to compromise in the name of border security, I would ask to imagine if it was your child, your husband, or your wife whose life was so cruelly shattered and totally broken," the president said. The Associated Press contributed to this report.